Hey there, and welcome to the Channel 19 special. I'm Todd Dills. In case you're just joining us, or wondering where Paul is and who I am, here's the deal. I'm an editor at Overdrive Magazine, meaning I spend most of my time writing about trucking for truckers. But for this podcast, I'll be hosting this series of mini episodes where we help answer your questions about trucking. And if you're hearing this and you are a trucker, then keep tuned, but bear with me. We'll be hitting some real basics to start. For this first Channel 19, we're going to talk about handles.
Oh man, Lord, how much?
CB handles.
I guess the only one I've ever really had was Freak, as in frequency, because I'm the go-to radio guy at our company. I fix everybody's CBs.
Well, started out years ago, I hauled concrete on a flatbed. One of my buddies just said, hey, that's the concrete cowboy, and it stuck with me.
In the late 1950s, the Federal Communications Commission started requiring licenses for anyone wanting to use a CB. That's a citizen's band radio. It was easy enough to get a license, but CBs got so common that many truckers just didn't bother with it. To evade the FCC, truckers and others without licenses came up with fictitious names for themselves.
They call me Shadow. I'm not going to get into the story about how I got that name, but...
Even though the FCC stopped requiring the CB license in the early 1980s, the tradition of handles has stuck around. They can be jokes.
They nicknamed me Little Mama because I used to weigh 110 pounds soaking wet.
Exercises and wish fulfillment.
But I've gone by two-speed before, but it's like slow and slower.
Yes, appropriated insults too.
If you Google the words wild Australian bitch, it comes back dingo.
Sort of.
Yeah, that's my handle.
Ghost Rider, how the heck are you?
But Mike Crawford here might be the first trucker who told me that a CB handle meant to last is rarely something you give yourself.
We give him the handle beer tab because when he was sitting there drinking beer, that's how he kept count of how many he'd had was he'd save the little tabs.
A legit handle is like a nickname that takes.
The reason he looks like Curly from the Three Stooges and he can sound and act just like him.
In fact, Crawford gave me my own handle.
Like, you're like a ghost. I'm somewhere and all of a sudden you show up. And with you being everywhere and being able to write about everything, he needs a ghost writer.
That's W-R-I-T-E-R.
Ghost writer. Yeah, that's a good one.
But how Mike Crawford became the Mustang is a more interesting story.
Working on a ranch out in Colorado for $100 a week.
He'd come off the road in the 1980s to try his hand as a cowboy out in Colorado.
It was a wild Mustang from out in Nevada or somewhere.
There, he would come to know a wild horse.
They named this horse Norman.
Norman.
He was very friendly, and he was very playful. He would come up behind you, and he'd take his nose, and he'd knock your cowboy hat off. He was like a puppy dog.
Mike took on the project of breaking Norman to a rider.
And I could ride most anything. Well,
it didn't always go well.
I climbed up in the saddle. I squeezed my legs together, which was a command to get him to, you know, go forward. He didn't walk forward. He went straight up. Did you ever try to get a saddle out from between your legs when you're 8 foot in the air and coming down and there's no horse under you? I hit hard. Me, the saddle still between my legs, and I'm laying there trying to breathe. Norman comes over, and I swear to God this is the truth because some other people see it would verify it. Norman come over, bent down, looked at me like, are you all right, and licked my face like a damn dog would. So anyhow, everybody kept calling me Mustang Man.
And like any good handle, the name stuck. Mustang's long career in trucking saw both the glory days and the long decline of the CB. Truckers today call it the, quote, original social media for its heyday in the 1970s when impromptu highway meet and greets were something of a norm for drivers. CB coffee breaks, some called them.
You got to know guys out there. You'd be driving down the road and see a truck coming on and holler over, hey, Beer Tab, is that you? Or Monkey Child, is that you?
When friendships were forged over the airwaves.
But we'd go along and just BS and the whole way. It was a social thing.
Those things still happen, But the steady rise of the cell phone did a number on CB culture among truckers.
Everybody is on the phone.
And everybody else.
The cell phone, it became the downfall for a lot of things.
One good thing. Makes it fairly simple to collect questions for a podcast. If you've got a question about trucking, dial 765-245-4844 to ask the pros. Be sure to state your name and location with any message. The Channel 19 special is a feature of Over the Road from Radiotopia and Overdrive Magazine. It's produced by Ian Koss and myself, Todd Dills, with support from Lacey Roberts, Paul Marhoefer, and Julie Shapiro. Thanks to the truckers whose voices you heard at the top, Steve Kamishak, Jason Earlywine, and Walkabout Transport owner-operator Debbie Dingo Desiderato. Don't believe her? Go ahead and Google it. Paul will be back with you next week, all the way from Grand Island, Nebraska. Until then, Ghost Riders over and out.
Okie dokie, toodaloo, we'll catch you on down the trail. Keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail, right?
Radiotopia.